Okay, our daf today is Tet Vav. We're going to finally finish the first Mishnah of the of the Masechet. Tomorrow's daf is a really good daf. Sorry we're not learning it together, but hopefully you'll enjoy it over Shabbat. Okay, we're going to start from about 10 lines down from your daf at Amabet. Amar Rabba Barakuna. We're going to go back to what we did yesterday, just to review. Until now, we've been talking about this etrog, that the etrog has a different halakha because it's different the way it grows, certain things about it are different. So we're going to treat it that it goes after lekita, even though most of the other tree, or all other trees, go after chanata. Okay? We're going to kind of change our tune at the end of today, but for now, that's our assumption. All trees go after chanata, and the etrog tree goes after lekita. So if that's the case, Rabbi Barakuna says, Hashada Amar Rabban Gamliel. This is Rabban Gamliel. There was a machloket between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, whether an etrog goes after lekita or chanata. So according to Rabban Gamliel, who says that it goes after lekita, or when you collect it, that's when we treat it. Isuro, again, just for the issue of masro, okay? So Isuro ki yerek. Since the master goes like a yerek, then Rosh Hashanah shelo becomes Tishrei. And the Rosh Hashanah for that, instead of Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot, it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot. But according to Rabban Gamliel, there's one ilan that's an exception, and that's the etrog tree. You can see why that might be a bit of a complicated shita, because we often say lo plug, and that we don't want to confuse things. It's going to get very confusing if you start to have a tree with a Rosh Hashanah at a different time. It's one thing to say their masro go after something different because of the way they grow, but to start their whole Rosh Hashanah gets a little complicated. Anyway, they're going to say this is complicated because it goes against a braita, which seems to be going according to Rabban Gamliel Shita, and yet it says that the Rosh Hashanah shelo is Tu Bishvat. So let's see. The braita says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Liket Etrog Erev Tu Bishvat, Ad shelo tavo hashemesh, v'chazar v'likei mishetavo hashemesh, ein tominu masrim mizeh al zeh, l'fi she'ein tominu masrim, lo mana chadash al hayashan, v'lo mana yashan al hachadash. Right, so here we have someone who's starting to pick. Again, what's the issue here? Picking. And what's the date? Tu Bishvat. If he picks before Tu Bishvat, then it's 1 year. If he picks after Tu Bishvat, it's the other year. And you can't do the masro zeh al zeh, because one is masro for that year, and one is masro for the other year. Haitash l'shit nechneset l'revi'i, Shlishit Master Rishon u'Master Ani, Revi'it Master Rishon u'Master Shini, and for the issue of the Master, to determine which Master it is. So what do you see here? You see that he was Liket, the date was Tisha B'Av, and Man Shamat Leida Azabatar Lekita, and who's the one who says it goes by collecting? Rabban Gamliel, Bekatan Eshvat, and it says Shvat. So now they say it can't be that Rabba Barakuna said what he said. It must be that we misunderstood what he said, and that what he really said was this. Even though, we have to add those words, right? Even though we say that it goes after the kita like vegetables, but the Rosh Hashanah shelo is going to be shvat. So now they're going to ask a separate question on the Braita. So we're done with that. So now we have it's Rosh Hashanah Shvat. We're going to deal with it a little bit more in a minute. But first they're going to say, this Braita has something strange going on in it. Not having to do so much with our issue. This is a more literary thing. If you notice, the last Mishnah, the last Braita we brought up, or one of the Braita about this issue, talked about if it was Shnia Nechneset Lashlishit, it was Haita, right? Here it says, the case given here is if it was the third year going into the fourth year. In terms of Masro, you would be able to determine. In the other bright, it said it was the second year going into the third year. So they said, why in that case do they say second year going into third year? And here it says third year going into fourth year. So they say, right, because really any of them could have been chosen, but they're saying, why did one bright to choose this and one bright to choose that? It seems strange. Right? Obviously, it can't be the first going into the second, because the issue is, when do you determine Master Ani and Master Shane? So you would either say second to third or third to fourth. The question is, why did one give one and one give the other? Why did each one choose a different year? So now what do they say? Specifically by the Etrog, they gave us third year going into fourth year. Why? Milta Agav Orche Kamashmalan. It wanted to teach us something Derech Agav. It wanted to teach something by the side. Oh, if we're already talking about an Etrog, so let's give this example and we'll learn something else from it. What is that? De Etrog Kashile Yade Va'aide De Mimash Meshebe Kule Alma Bashvi'it Lo Tan Pere Ad Tlachnin. What do we say? Etrog, okay? They say an Etrog has a unique nature, that it's kashe leyade. It's not good for the tree when people touch it all the time. Now, what happens on a Shemitah year? We're going to get into this later today also. In the Shemitah year, your sades, your pardes is hefker. People come and they take things off your tree, but not only do they take things off your tree, you ever go picking, right? People touch and see, is this good, is it not good? People are touching your tree all over the place. If people are touching your tree, what's going to happen? The etrog kashe leyada. It's not good for it. So what happens? The etrog tree, after the Shemitah year, it doesn't grow very well for a while. And it takes a few years for the fruits to grow back. It basically gets ruined, according to this, in the Shemitah year. And therefore, brought the example of the third year, because it takes 3 years for it to recoup from the abuse that it gets on Shemitah. Okay? So that's a separate thing they're telling you, just so you should know. Now we're going to see about this Mimash Meshebe Kulei Alma B'Shvi'id and how that relates also to other halachot. Before we get to that, though, we have a few other things. Ba'amine Rabbi Yochanan Mirevi. Sorry, Mirevi Yane. Etrog Rosh Hashanah Shelo Ematai. So he asked the same question. Okay, that we now talked about Rabban Gamliel, the Rabba Bar Huna said. Okay, so in a different place, Rabbi Yochanan was asking Rabbi Yanai, when is the Rosh Hashanah of the Etrog? Amale Shvat. So now he asks him, Shvat HaChodeshim or Shvat HaTkufa? Do you mean the Shvat, the lunar month? Or do you mean Shvat in terms of the time of the year that Shvat is supposed to come out? Amale HaChodeshim. I mean Shvat. The month that we know, the lunar month. Ba'amine Rabba Mirav Nachman, this is what I couldn't remember. I knew that said it somewhere yesterday, but I knew it wasn't on the daf. It was on this daf. I knew I had seen it somewhere. I just couldn't remember yesterday. Ba'amine Rabba Mirav Nachman, Ba'amre La Rabbi Yochanan Mirav Yana. Some people say that Rabbi Yochanan continued to ask Rabbi Yana this other question, which actually makes a lot of sense. But other people say, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't part of the same discussion. It was a different question that Rabba asked Rav Nachman. But it's the same issue. Haita shana meuberet mahu. What if it's a leap year? Then what do you do? Because really, if it's a leap year, the time that generally Shvat would be, where we said Rov Shamin, but not Rov, right? Not Rov of the Choref. So if that's the case, then really the month of Shvat is now taking place a month later. So what do? Amarle halacha char Rov Shanim. We go by the majority. Most of the years, Shvat is in the right time. So we do it then. Amar Rabba, Etrog Bat Shishit. Okay, now we're going to have, you can start looking at this chart. It'll help you organize. We're going to give two examples here. We're trying to still about an Etrog. And we're going to relate to the Etrog Bat Shishit that goes into Shvi, and the Bat Shvi that goes into Shmini. Okay? So the fruit was, what's the real difference? It was Chanata happened, right? The fruit started to come out after the flower fell off and the bud came out. That's the Etrog Bat Shishit, but then it was collected in the Shnat Shvi'it. Or it was Chanata in the Shvi'it and Likita was in the Shmi'it. Okay, so now we're going to have a bunch of different opinions about what you do relating to, number one, Maaser, number two, Bi'ur. What is Bi'ur? Bi'ur is the chiyuv that you have on the Shnat Shemitah. On Shnat Shemitah, you're allowed to eat your fruits. Okay? You can bring them into your house in small batches. You can't bring in huge quantities. You can't sell them. You can bring them into your house. But as soon as it says, Lachem le'ochla, the Shemitah stuff should be for you to eat, Lecha ulebehem techa. So as soon as you're, or I think it says, Lechaya lebehem techa, I don't remember the whole pasuk. But as soon as, here, lebehem techa v'lachaya asher ba'artzecha tiyeh kol tfuata le'echol. Okay, it's in Vayikra Kapeh Pesuk Zayin. It's in the Torah or here. It should be for your animals to eat. So what does that mean? As soon as you have no more left on the tree, you have to get rid of everything that's in your house. Okay, now that's a chavah on the Shemitah year. Now there are some who say that is only a chova in the Shemitah year and not after the Shemitah year. When the Shemitah year already passes, then there is no biur, according to some of the opinions. Okay? Or if it's not Shemitah produce, then there wouldn't be any biur. So now we're going to give these examples. We're going to see some different opinions about them, and we're going to try to, if you see here, there's some brightot, okay, and there's some Tanaitic stuff that's going to disagree with Rava and Rav Hamnuna. First, we're going to have two interpretations of Rava and Rav Hamnuna, and then we're going to have some difficulties with it. Okay, so we start with Amar Rava. Etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shvi'it p'tura min ha-ma'aser u'p'tura min ha-bi'ur. Okay, you have to explain why this is. It's p'tura min ha-bi'ur, why? Because, right, it's an etrog. And what do we say about an etrog? So now, there's a machloket about an etrog. Do we go after the kita or do we go after chanata? Okay? So he's saying, it's p'tura min ha-ma'aser, because the chanata happened in the shishit. I'm sorry. Right. It's what?
Is it like from Leah?
So, right. So he's saying, one second, before I make sure I say it right, before I say it, so I don't confuse it. Because one goes, it's Tura. One second.
It says here,
it's,
Rashi says,
Kani Tan, 60. Right. So it's, right, it's Pturamina Bior because it's really produce of the sixth. And it's Pturamina Maaser for a different reason, which we're going to see later. Not the Gemara is going to get at after. Okay? So let's hold off on that for 1 minute. Okay, so Amar Rava, let's go back for a minute. Etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shvi'it. It's p'turah min ha-ma'aser, p'turah min ha-bi'ur. It's p'turah min ha-bi'ur because it's not considered produce of the Shemitah year. Okay, because it goes after chanata, okay, of the sixth year. Ubat shvi'it shenichnesa l'shminit, p'turah b'ma'aser, because it was chanata was in the Shemitah year. V'chayevet b'bi'ur. Okay, and it's chayav in bi'ur because it's produce of the Shemitah year. Amar le Abaye, bishlam ha-seifa l'chumra. Avaresha p'turamina bi'ur amai. Damrinam zil batar chanata. Ihachi t'chayev b'maser. So what do they say here? I understand the seifa. The seifa, we're going l'chumra. We're saying it was produce of the Shemitah year. We're going to have it chayev in bi'ur. But in the resha, when he says it p'turamina bi'ur, why? The only reason it could be patur from bi'ur on the seventh year is because we consider it produce of the sixth year, because the chanata happened in the sixth year. So if we say zil batar chanata, then ihachi t'chayev b'maser. Then it should be chayev b'maser. How could you patur it from maser? So now they say amar le, and this is why I said we're going to get back to this. Yad hakol mimash mishimba va'at amar t'chayev b'maser. Now you have an interesting thing. What happens if you have stuff that you grow, not in the Shemitah year, you grow it normally, and it's hefker. Okay, you say, I'm mafkir this tree, all the produce from this tree. You're not chayav ma'aser on it, because it's hefker. Hefker isn't chayav ma'aser. So what do they say? This tree, while it had chanata in the sixth year, and we go after chanata, it's growing in a pardes of all these other trees that are nohek shmita. If it's with all these other trees, in the Shemitah year, everything's hefker. People are going to come in and take from your trees. So now, what's the issue? The issue is, everyone's going to touch that tree. Once everyone's touching that tree, they're not going to know, oh, this is different from all the others. And basically, in essence, it's going to turn into hefker. Mm-hmm. And once it's hefker, it's going to be patur maser. Okay? Now, there's one question I have, which is, why aren't all the other trees, if they're also going by chanata, why aren't they also... Right, I don't know the answer to that question. That is, why is this tree, if you're saying it goes by chanata, then it's like all other trees, and then it really should be...
Is it hefker, like through Breira?
Through Breira? Not really Breira, no. Yes. It's basically saying that he's not watching over this tree. He doesn't have a way to protect this tree from everybody coming in. Right, so here he said, the note here in the Shantin says, Kamuvan, imayat kola pardes me'itzim shechantu b'shishit. Clearly, if all of them were etzim, the chantu b'shishit, then he could have watched it, and then they'd be chayavim b'maser. Okay, he's talking about a case, according to the Tosfot read, he quotes the Tosfot read that says, He can only be talking about a case where all the other trees had Hanata on the Shvi'it, and just this tree had Hanata on the Shishi, which is somewhat, I think, difficult to assume that that was the situation. Okay. Okay, fine. I don't know. We'll leave that open a little bit. So anyway, that's his opinion. So really, it should be chayav maaser, but it's patur from maaser because it becomes hefker, because it's in a field that he can't protect. And they say that generally, what some of the mafreshim say is, generally people didn't plant a pardes just of etrogim. It wasn't the type of tree, right? People have orange orchards, but it's not typical that people would have a full orchard only of etrogim that he could then protect for the year.
I was going to say that I think even in orange orchards, you're going to have sections that are orange, sections that are grapefruit. I mean, now.
Right.
Sections that are pumela.
Yeah.
The ones that are, I was told that the ones that are more protected, like pumela,
yeah,
that often they will put it in the center with other ones around, so it shouldn't really even be noticed because that's more yakarla.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's sort of hidden.
Right. But here, the point is on a Shemitah year when everyone's coming everywhere, there's
right.
no way to hide it unless you kind of section up an entire field and say, this is not hefker.
Right.
But here, you don't have an entire pardes to section up because you don't have that many etrog trees.
You're not going to have that many. You don't need that many.
Right. Right.
So it's going to be part of...
Exactly. Something else. In which case, the other ones might have done chanata in that year. Again, the reality of this is a little complicated. Because I don't really know the reality of why this one would have had chanata earlier than the other ones.
Mm.
Most fruit trees in the seventh year are not a problem for Shemitah. Most of them are only in the eighth year. And this is talking about the seventh year. So, leave that as an open question. Okay. Right. Okay. So, Abai, so let's just go again over Abai. Bishlam ha-sefa l'chumra. I understand. But reisha p'turam en abiyor amai, damrina zil batar chanata, yihachit chayev ma'aser. How could you be chayav maaser if everyone's going to touch it? It's going to basically become hefker. The Rav Hamnuna Amar, Rav Hamnuna has a different opinion. Bat shishit shenechneset l'shvi'it la'olam shishit. Okay, that means la'olam shishit, it's going to be chayav maaser. He disagrees with that issue. He says if this is from the sixth year, then it's chayav maaser. And it's p'turam and abiur, just like Rabbah said, okay? But unlike Rabbah, he's not going to be patur from masrit. Ubat shvi'it ha-nechneset l'shminit, la'olam shvi'it. And therefore, it's la'olam shvi'it, then he's going to say exactly like Rabbah, p'turam and masrit v'chayev v'abiur. You can follow on the chart, okay? So he disagrees with Rabbah about this one issue about whether the thing that we're actually struggling with is how could... He doesn't think it should be patur from maaser just because you're going to be mafkir. You know, there's no such thing. It's considered shishit. It's going to be shishit all the way. Meitive. Now we have a koshi. We're going to see on both of the opinions. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Here we have a brayta. Okay, so again, two emoraim. We're going to say, how could you say what you're saying if the brayta goes against it? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Etrog bat shishit shenechneset l'shvit. P'tura min ha-maaser, u'p'tura min ha-bi'ur. She'en lecha davar shechaya b'maaser, ela im kein, gadal b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. He has a different reason for this, reason why it's p'tura min ha-maaser. He says it has to be gadal b'chiyuv and nilkat b'chiyuv. Both the chanata and the likita are important. So as soon as one of those doesn't happen in a maaser year, it happens in a shmita year, you're p'tura from maaser. But also... but also you're going to be patur from the biur because it's from the shishit. Ubat shvi'it shenechneset lashminit p'tura min ha-maaser u'p'tura min ha-biur. He has everything, right? He basically says it's also p'tura min ha-biur, again, the same reason. She'en lecha davar shechaya b'biur ela im kein gadel b'shvi'it b'nilkat b'shvi'it. In order to be chaya b'biur, it has to be grown in the shvi'it and collected in the shvi'it. So now, what's the issue here? Where does he disagree? You can follow this much more easily if you look at the chart. So according to him, p'turam min ha-maaser and p'turam min ha-bi'ur. So there he disagrees with Rav Hamnuna, right? There's bat shishit shenechneset l'shvi'it. He disagrees with Rav Hamnuna about Rav Hamnuna said it was chayav b'maaser, and he says it's p'turam min ha-maaser. In the Seifa, he disagrees with both of them about the Chiyuv Biur. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to say. Reish kasha l'Rav Hamnuna, Seifa kasha ben l'Rabba ben l'Rav Hamnuna. Okay? The Reish is difficult for the issue of the Maaser. He says that the Braita says it's Patur, and Rav Hamnuna says it's Chayat. And the Seifa is difficult for both of them, because both of them say you're Chayat and Biur for this Bat Shvi'it Shenechneset l'Shminit, because it's Shemitah produce. And they say, no, there's only a Chiyuv and Biur in the seventh year. Okay? Not if it goes past the seventh year. So now they say, don't worry that they disagree with this Braita, because again, what are the rules? Tana'im, Emora'im can't go against a Braita unless a few things. In this case, it's going to be unless they say we have a different Tana'i, Makor Tana'i that we're Mistameh Halaf. Okay, we rely on a different Tana'itic source. Tana'i, it's a Machloka Tana'im. Okay, that's what the words Tana'i mean, a Machloka Tana'im. Ditanya. Amar Rabbi Yossi of Tolmos, He'id Mishum Chamishaz Kenim. Okay, he testified in the name of five skinim that etrog achar lekitato lemaaser. Okay, we don't exactly understand what he's saying yet, but it means that when you collect something, right? Collection is the important time for maaser. Okay, so I mean we're going to see it a little bit more in depth in a minute, but that leave it for right now. Rabotenu nimnu beusha. We actually saw the source before in Sukkah. Rabotenu nimnu ba'usha va'amru achar lekitato bein lamaser bein l'shvi'it. It goes by lekita, whether for maser or whether for shvi'it. So he said lekita lamaser, and Rabotenu nimnu ba'usha. What does it mean nimnu? First of all, usha was the merkaz after the Beit HaMikdash, right? The Sanhedrin moved to usha, and nimnu means they made a hatzba'ah. They said, okay, let's vote. What do we think about this? And they said achar lekitato bein lamaser bein l'shvi'it. So the Gemara asks, which we had this in Sukkah also, when we brought it, Shvi'it, Mandachar Shmei, who said anything about Shvi'it, right? Rabbi Yosef Tomos was just talking about Master. So all of a sudden, where do they bring in Shvi'it? So they say, Chisur Machaser V'Hafiksai. There's words missing here. What it really means to say is this. Etrog Achar L'Kitato L'Master, V'Achar Chanata L'Shvi'it. When Rabbi Yosef Tomos, what did he say? He said that an Etrog goes by L'Kita for Master. B'chanata for shvi'it. Okay, distinguishes between maaser and shvi'it. V'rabotenu nimnu ba'usha, and what did they say? Achar l'kitato bein l'maaser bein l'shvi'it. Okay, let's put this into our chart now. If you're going to say, like of Tumus, that it goes by chanata for shvi'it, then what are you going to have? That this etrog bat shishit shenechnesa l'shvi'it is p'tura min habi'ur, right? Okay, you don't have bi'ur because it goes by chanata for shvi'it. When it comes to Shvi'it issues, it goes by Chanata. Chanata happened in the Shishit. The Likita happened in the Shvi'it. So if it's Shishit, Shemechnasa, the Shvi'it, it's Pturah B'Bi'ur. He doesn't relate to whether it's Chayab B'Maser or Pturah B'Maser, because that was all an issue about whether you say, yes, he says it's after Chanata, but on the other hand, we have this opinion of Rabbah that it would be Pturah B'Maser because you're Mafkir Yisagen, everybody's touching it, and it's going to end up being Hefker, and if it's Hefker, then it's going to be treated, you're going to be Patur from Maser. So he doesn't relate, and that's why I put a question mark here, and I wrote that Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna are going to can each explain of Tumus, because in the end, what are we going to say? That they hold like of Tumus, okay? So when it comes to the Reisha, the Etrog Bat Shishit, and the Chnasa L'Shvi'it, of Tumus doesn't specify whether it's Chayav or Patur for Maser. He just says it's treated like a Shishit for Maser. So in theory, it should be Chayav and Maser, but since also it's happening in the seventh year where everybody's picking it, maybe it's going to end up being Mufkar, and then you're going to say like Rabbah, that since it's Mufkar, it's Pturah min HaMaaser. So Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna can each explain of Tumus according with Shitatam, okay, according to their opinions. But what does he say at the end? He says, if it goes by Chanata for Shvi'it, so in the Shana HaShvi'it, Shenechnesa LaShminit, it's going to be considered produce of the Shemitah year, and it's going to be Pturah min HaMaaser and Chayevet B'Biur. And that's basically what they say. So when that was the issue where they disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, where Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says it's going to be Pturah min HaBiur, and he says it goes after Chanata for the Shvi'it, so it's going to be Chayav B'Biur. Okay, so therefore they hold like him, and they don't have a problem. Okay, and Rabotenu nimnu ba'usha, and what did they say? Achar l'kitato, bein l'maaser, bein l'shvi'it. It goes by the collection. So therefore, the shishit shenechnesa l'shvi'it is going to be pturah min HaMaaser, b'chayevet b'bi'ur. Here you have a unique shita. In the end, the Rabotenu nimnu went against everybody. They say the shishit shenechnesa l'shvi'it is chayevet b'bi'ur against what everybody else said, because they all said that it's pturah min HaBi'ur. right? They say it's after Lakita. We go by Lakita, the Gamre. Okay, so it's in the seventh year now. It's collected. It's Chayevet B'Biur, and therefore they also go against everyone in the next section. The Shvit Shenechneset L'Shminit is going to be Chayevet B'Maser and Ptura Min HaBiur because it's already counted by the Shminit and has nothing to do with the Shvit because it goes after Lakita. So it's interesting that in the end the rabbis took this approach against all the others and basically voted on we're treating it purely by the Lakita. Okay. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan b'Rish Lakish Amrei Travayu. So now we're going to have another opinion about this, or the Psikat Halacha by Rabbi Yochanan b'Rish Lakish about this etrog. Amrei Travayu, they both said etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shviit la'olam shishit. Okay, again for Rabbeinu Be'usha, right? It's interesting. They treat it as the shishit. Ki ata Rav and Amrei Rabbi Yochanan. Here they just seem to say it in a different manner. Etrog, and you could sort of in an exaggerated manner. Okay, we'll see in a minute. Etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shviit, afilu kizayit b'naset kikar chayavim alav mishum teva. What does he say? If it started the beginning of the Shemitah year, it was teeny. It was the size of a zayit. Okay, and then it grew in the Shemitah year. It did the bulk of its growth, right? And it grew into a kikar. I like that in the Koran they bring the temani etrog. They say that when they're saying kikar, they weren't just exaggerating. There are those etrog temani, right? The etrog and temani in that are gigantic. It really could grow into a size of a kikar and a loaf of bread. Chayavim alav mishum, depends what size loaf of bread also. Chayavim alav mishum tevel. Okay, this is considered, what's tevel? Food that hasn't been master, haven't been taken from it. So basically he's saying this is treated as the sixth year. Okay, even though the majority of its growth happened in the seventh year, it already became, it goes after Chanata, not Lakita. Okay, we're done. We're done with Etrog. We finished the issue of Etrog, so we see all the different opinions. Is it Lakita? Is it Chanata? We have a lot of different variations. We saw today that even if you treat it like that it's not the Shemitah, right? It goes Batar Chanata. You still might have a Patur for Maaser for a separate reason, which is this Hefker issue. Okay, now we're going to go back to regular trees. And we're going to see that even though we said that regular trees go Bachanata, okay, it's not totally clear-cut that that's the case. There's another opinion. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ilan Shechantu Perotav Korin Tu B'Shvat. First of all, I just want to mention one thing, which should go without saying. When we talk about the Tu B'Shvat as Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanot, I wanted to be clear that there was no holiday that they were celebrating Tu B'Shvat in those days. Okay? Just like we have these other, right? Aleph Be'elul is Maaser Behemah. There's no Chag. We don't celebrate anything, right? So this Tu B'Shvat that we celebrate nowadays is not from the time of the Mishnah. Okay? Clearly, there were no celebrations going on. It's a much later development. Really, in the 1500s, the Kabbalah, you know, the whole Pricha of Kabbalah, then they really turned it into something and developed from there. Even once we got back to Eretz Yisrael, right, in the Kuma Medina, they also gave it much more mashmaut. The Seder Tu B'Shvat is all a new development. And I think the truth is I'm not sure what the Makor of the Seder Tu B'Shvat is. Maybe the Ba'olam HaKabbalah, maybe they did something in the 1500s. Maybe they started the Seder. I don't remember exactly. But there's a little bit of references you could find earlier that maybe there was something, but definitely not this time period. Okay. So now, Tana Rabbanan. I lost my place for a second. Okay. Ilan Shachantu Perotav Kodem Tu B'Shvat Mit Asir L'Shana Shavra. Exactly like we've said, right? Chanata is the key. If it's before Tu B'Shvat, right? Except for the Etrog, that maybe the Etrog goes after the Kita and the Chanata. But a regular Ilan, Chantu Perotav, it started to bud. The fruit started to grow. Kodem Tu B'Shvat Mit Asir L'Shana Shavra belongs to the year before. A hard Tu B'Shvat mitaser l'shana ba. The Chanata happened after Tu B'Shvat. We treat it as the following year. Here comes the new opinion. Amar Rabbi Nechemya b'midvarim amurim. And here we're going to get to what's the reason why they decided it's after Chanata. And it connects with things we learned yesterday and maybe the day before. B'midvarim amurim b'ilan she'osa shtei brechot b'shana. What does that mean, shtei brechot b'shana? The Gemara says shtei brechot l'chadatach. Shtei brechot means a brood of animal, like of chicks and stuff. when you give birth to the, right, the chicks all come at one sitting. So they say that has nothing to do with trees. That's a word that's used for animals, for chicks and maybe other animals, but not for fruits, not for fruit trees. Ela ema ke'en shtei brechot. It means like shtei brechot. Aval ilana oseh brecha achat kigon dekalim v'zeitim v'charuvim. Af al pisha chantu perotehem kodim tu b'shvat mitasrim l'shana haba'a. Now he has this big chidush. What does he say? What's the whole reason that we go batar chanata? Because trees generally, the fruits come out, but they grow at different times, and it could be there's different, that they're going to happen at different times, and therefore, right, we talked about it last time with the refresh my memory, it was with the vines, right? The things that grow, the kidney oat, the only time where everything's the same is the hashrasha, right? So now they're saying here with the tree, the only time everything's the same is with the chanata. Mm-hmm. But lots of times the chanata happens, and then they grow at different times, they ripen at different times, and therefore we go by chanata with a tree, and we don't go by lukita. But if there were a case where it all happens brecha chat, all of them grow at the same time, then we have a time where they're all collected. What's the problem with them collecting at separate times? Again, you're going to end up confusing them, right? You're going to end up with a pile of ones from different times. So therefore, what do we say? Let's go by the things that have only one brecha, one time where they all ripen. We can go after the kita because they'll all be together at the same time, and we won't have this confusion where we'll have new ones and old ones mixed up. So now we have this unique opinion that kind of contradicts everything we said before, right? It doesn't contradict it entirely, but it says the chanata is only for certain type of trees, or maybe most trees. I think the concept is that most trees don't all ripen at the same time. But when it comes to dekalim, zeitim, and charuvim, those are brecha achat, and apa pishachantu peroteem kodem tu b'shvat, mitasrim l'shana ba'ad, they go after l'kita. Not only did Rabbi Nechemya say this, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan nahagu ha'am b'charuvim ki Rabbi Nechemya. He says, when it comes to the charuvim, they treated it like Rabbi Nechemya, and they held that it goes after l'kita. Okay. Eiti be'rish l'kish to Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute, how could you say that? Benot shuach, okay, how do they translate? I forgot what benot shuach. There are these types of?
White figs.
White figs, right. They're a type of white figs. Benot shuach shvi'it shelahem shnia. They, when is their Shemitah year? The second year of the cycle is when we treat these white figs as Shemitah. Kedushat Shvi'it. Why do we say these are Kedushat Shvi'it in the second year? Because the ones that are planted, that do Chanatan, the Shvi'it, it takes them 2 years to grow. Okay, so they don't grow the Shemitah year. They don't grow the year after the Shemitah year. They grow in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So when you have white figs, on the second year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to treat them with Kedushat Shvi'it. Okay? So if we say that, then what do you say? Obviously, it goes without saying, otherwise you wouldn't ask this question, the Benot Shuach are, these white figs, are all grow at once. Okay? They all grow at once in the second year. They're Brecha Achat. If that's the case, what do you see here? We don't hold like Rabbi Nechemya. According to Rabbi Nechemya, we treat them with Kedushah. One second, they would go after Lakita. We're locate, when do we collect them? In the second year, right? And they would only be Shemitah in the seventh year, which actually they did Chanatah in the fifth year, right? But it doesn't make any sense according to this. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan this question from the Benot Shuach. And Rabbi Yochanan's response is, Ishtik. He was silent, okay? Silence, as we all know, can be translated as many things, okay? We're going to see here. First, they assume the silence means because you didn't know the answer. Okay? So now, we're going to have Rabbi Abba HaKohen comes to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Okay, I don't know if they were related. But Amarle Rabbi Abba HaKohen the Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Amai Ishtik, why was he quiet? And now we're going to have three different options of what he could have answered. Two of them we're going to basically knock out, and one we're going to be left with. So the Ma'ishtik, Lemale, he could have said to him, right? Isn't this always people try to put words into other people, right? Why didn't he say this? He could have said this. Lemale, Amin Alach, he could have said to him, I say, Amina lach ana, I would say to you, Rabbi Nechemia, va'at amrali rabbanan. I'm talking about, I go according to Rabbi Nechemia, and you're asking me a question on Rabbanan Shita. In other words, the bride of the Benot Shuach is Shita Rabbanan. And I don't hold like Rabbanan in this case. I hold like Rabbi Nechemia. So why? You can bring a Tana in its source to argue on someone. What do we say in the beginning of the Shiur? As long as you have a different Tana to rely on, so you rely on that Tana. So you could say to Rabbi Yochanan, could have said to him, why are you bringing me questions from a Braita that goes according to Rabbanan when I hold like Rabbi Nechemia? No problem. Right? I could just say, Rabbi Nechemia would disagree with that Braita, and then I'm fine. So now, the answer why he couldn't have given that answer. Okay, this is going to basically, it's doche the koshi, right? It's pushing off, it's saying this koshi is no good. Why? Mishum da'amale, because Rabbi Rish Lakish could say back, shavakta rabbanan va'avadetak Rabbi Nechemia? Since when do we hold like some da'at yachid against Rabbanan? How could you leave Rabbanan and go like Rabbi Nechemia? There's another thing that Mefarshim say he also could have said, which is that Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha kistam mishnah. And the Benot Shuach is a Stam Mishnah. So it's another issue why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have held that way, because Rabbi Yochanan holds a Stam Mishnah in every... Well, again, you could always say maybe there's exceptions, but generally, as a general rule, Rabbi Yochanan says, he says it, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. So that's another reason to say it doesn't make sense. V'lei malei, okay, option number two, what could he have said? Ka'amina lecha nahagu v'at amar li sura. If you notice, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He didn't say the we can go like Charuvim, right? We can hold by Charuvim like Rabbi Nechemia. He says, Nahagu ha'am b'charuvim to Rabbi Nechemia. He's just saying, this is what the people are doing. Doesn't mean that they're right, okay? So when he brings a question from a Mishnah that says the explicit halacha, Rabbi Yochanan could say, you're telling me mutar and asur, and I'm telling you Nahagu. I'm just telling you what people are doing. I'm not saying that what they're doing is right. So now they say, but what could Rish Lakish say back to him? Damar le, bimkomi sura ki nahagu shakina lehu? What? When nahagu am something wrong, we tell them you can't do that. So if you're trying to tell me, this is what the people are doing, but I know it's wrong because the Mishnah says it's wrong, that's not a good answer, because if nahagu am, if you're going to say nahagu am b'charuvim and it's against halacha, well then you should tell them. Nahagu am generally means also. When you say nahagu, it means the people were doing it and the rabbis didn't stop them. And then nobody told them it was wrong. Meaning that even maybe it wasn't 100% right, there's ways to explain that it was right. So basically, that's not a good response. Now we're going to have the actually good response. V'lemale ki amina lach ana ma'aser charuvim de rabbana. V'at amrali shvi'it de'oraita. I am talking about charuvim. If you notice, he doesn't say nahagu am Bezeitim and Charuvim and Dekalim. By the way, I didn't bring this up, but there's a problem with the Zeitim. What's the problem with the Zeitim? We already said the Zeitim are Shlish. Right. And here now we're saying the Zeitim are... Right? So how do you explain that?
They explained it.
Right? There was an explanation given. I forget it now.
One was designated for oil and the other was for
meat. Right. Yes, then. One of the explanations, and we've talked about this before, that it could be that when you're reaping olives...
For
eating them, they're different. They're treated differently than when you're reaping them for the oil. Because right. When we talk about tirosh and yitar, we're talking about yitar means shemen. It doesn't mean zeitin. And tirosh means wine. It doesn't mean grapes. So that's one answer. But it's a better question than the answer. In other words, you can answer it up, but the problem with giving that answer is not everybody agrees that that's the case. Some people say zeitin are always shlish, whether you're doing them for eating or for shemen. So it's not a perfect answer, but it's an answer that's given. I can't remember if I saw other answers, but anyway, it's a good question.
I say it's from Tosfos Yishani.
Okay.
That they give that distinction.
Okay. So now, what do we have? We say, when I said Nahagu Am, I said they were Nahagu B'Charuvim. Now Charuvim, the master on Charuvim is only Midrabanan. Remember we discussed that there's different opinions about whether all fruits are d'oraita or not, and what has master mi d'oraita? Is it just dagan tirosh and yitar? Because the pasuk says reshit dagancha tiroshcha v'yitarecha. It says those three. Maybe only those three. Maybe all fruit trees. Maybe there's different opinions about it. In any case, we see here that according to him, anyway, charuvim or master d'rabanan va'at amrat li shvi'it d'oraita, and you're bringing me a case of these benot shuach where the Shvi'it, right? He's talking about the Shvi'it. He's not talking about the Maaser. You're talking about a case of De'oraita. How do we relate to this De'oraita issue of Shvi'it? Do they have to do Shat Shvi'it or do they not have to do Shat Shvi'it? He wasn't relating to whether we're Maaser them or not, right? He was relating to the De'oraita chiyuv of Shvi'it. When is Shvi'it chal for these benot Shvi'it? That's a De'oraita issue. For De'oraita, we're going to go L'chumra. What's L'chumra? Why is, now here you have a good question. Why is going after Chanata L'chumra and not L'kita? Right? Why is one more Machmir? So if you go Batar L'kita, that's the easiest, right? It's much easier to say, let's go by L'kita because you collect them, right? It's much harder to say, okay, we have to remember that 2 years ago, right, we have to pay attention. When did the Chanata happen? And then keep that in mind for the next few years till actually the fruit grows. That's much more complicated. So we're going to call that a Chumr Shita. That's how they explain it, that it's more Machmir because of that. So we said, when it comes to the Shvi Doraita, we're going to be Machmir and say, really follow the Chanata and go after follow it until it actually grows. When you collect it, then go by Shvi'it of 2 years ago. But when it comes to the Maaser of Cherubin, and that's only Derabanan, then we can say we're going to go by L'kita. Okay, since they all collected at the same time, and we don't have this problem of the Yashan and the Chadash being mixed up together, we can go by L'kita, which is the easier option. So that's the third, where are we? We're in the third option that Rabbi Abba gives, that Rabbi Yochanan could have answered back. So why didn't he answer back? Right? It seems like an obvious answer. Ela Amar Rabbi Abba HaKohen. So now, because he has such a good answer, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it, and it can't possibly be that Rabbi Yochanan didn't come up with the answer. What does he say? Tmehani imi shiva rish lakish l'tshuvazo. I'm actually suspect whether now his shiva, the root lahashiv, we use it in modern Hebrew is to answer, but it also could be to question. Okay? In fact, etive, metive, all those words are words of koshi, and the shoresh of them is, right, metive and etive, all that, the shoresh is yatav. Yatav, tav switches with shin in Aramid, it's yashav, lahashiv, to question. Okay? So he's saying, I'm actually misupak whether Rish Lakish even answered this question or asked this question or not. Maybe he didn't even ask this question. So now they say, what do you mean he didn't ask the question? Imi shiva ha'otva. He asked the question. We already saw the question. You can't possibly say he didn't ask the question. So now, it's not that Rabbi Abba said that I don't think Rish Lakish actually asked that question, but what is he saying? Ela Ema, I agree that he asked the question. The question is, im kibla Rabbi Yochanan im lo kibla. My question is, when Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond, why didn't he respond? Was it because he didn't, did he accept his question and not, right, and not know what to answer? Or did he not even accept his question, right? Sometimes, right, that happens to you and your family, your kids ask you a question, it's such a off-the-wall question, you don't even bother answering. Right? Moshe, does that happen in this house? Right? You don't even answer. You just say, right, you just ignore it. So maybe Rish Lakish was asking such a question that was so off the ball. I was just talking about the Nagua and the Charuvin, and Charuvin were obviously an exception because they're only Derabanan. And you're asking me about Shvi'it that's Doraita. First of all, it's Shvi'it, it's not Maaser, it's Doraita, there's Derabanan. Your question was an off the wall question, and I'm not even going to respond. So we have a question we're left with that we don't really know when he was Ishtik, and this happens a lot when we have this Ishtik. We had it a few other times.
Yeah.
They don't know exactly why he was quiet. Okay, did he not have an answer? He could have had a better answer. Maybe he didn't think of the answer, or if he thought of the answer, maybe he just didn't even want to respond because he didn't think it was worthy of response. Okay, finished with the first Mishnah. We're going to move on now, starting tomorrow. Like I said, tomorrow you'll join your own. Interesting topics come up like Altar Bevetasa, like La Bevetasatan that we know from Rosh Hashanah. We're going to start to get into interesting Rosh Hashanah issues. The aisle, why we use the shofar aisle. Anyway, interesting stuff. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.